It's back again this year, the ultimate summer block party. We're talking Mama's Cookout and Music Festival. It is a can't-miss event. It's got a little bit of everything. Food, fun, great music, celebrating the traditions of African, Caribbean, and Western Black communities through live music, cultural experiences, and, of course, incredible food. And it wouldn't be a cookout with some amazing food, am I correct? It's a free event going down Saturday, July 12th on Gawko Block. And I am joined now by one of the performers at this year's cookout, Canadian rapper, producer, singer, narrator, Juno winner, all-around great dude, Socrates. How's it going today, my friend?
Very good, sir.
Thank you so much. How y'all doing? Thank you so much for stopping by today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It's always, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship. Without your ears, there is no us.
Ah, oh, man, that's awesome to hear. Okay, so I have a few questions about what we're going to see on July 12th.
Sure.
All right, so there are so many amazing artists playing this festival, both Canadian, international. Who have you enjoyed working with the most out of this entire incredible lineup of musicians?
Oh, you know what? I got to say right off the top, this is hometown, Rochester. The MC hip hop artist, Rochester. We met a long time ago when he was really young. Shoot, must have been 20 something years ago. Kid Cut from Baby Blue introduced us, brought him into the studio, and he was such an inspiring and aspiring artist at that time. It's awesome to see how far he's come.
I love to hear when, like, you know, you've been working with somebody for a while, especially somebody who I know because you've been so influential on the music industry in general. Like, I know he's looked up to you for a while. So, like, it's really nice to hear that you've enjoyed working with him as well.
That's right. That's right. It got to be that way.
Now, going to your music career, last year, you released an album, Bad Addiction, which is incredible, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
7 years after the previous album, is there a reason that there was like that long of a gap between both albums?
No, there's never a specific reason. You know, it's an elastic schedule. I have to keep as a producer, wearer of many hats. So it's not always album time for Socrates. You know, sometimes it's time to buckle down and produce for other artists, write for other artists, you know, get business done, get things in line. So the planets aligned for Bad Addiction release, which, by the way, that all of that material was recorded between 99 and 2004.
Oh, wow. That's like a long timeline between. Oh, wow. That's awesome, though.
Yes, it's like a 20-year anniversary of music that didn't get to see the light of day. It was meant to be put out through Def Jam when I was signed there. So I got the opportunity to remaster it and give it to the people. Shout out to Mr. Attic, super producer, who helped me with that. And a great thing I'd like for all of your listeners to try is my app, the Socrates app. You go to any app store or go to the app store and get it. And the deluxe LP version of the Bad Addiction LP is up there with all of the extra interludes and the work that Mr. Attic did. New platform, Socrates app. Go get it in the store.
Any app store you can find that, right?
Correct.
I am downloading it as we speak because I need to listen to that. Thank you so much for bringing all that stuff to the light of day and letting us enjoy it with you because, like, it's incredible.
Thank you.
And you did mention that you wear many hats, and I saw that on top of being a producer and rapper and just all-around musical influence, you also do a lot of voice work. And most notably for me as a sports fan is the work you do with the Blue Jays. You do a lot of commercials and narration, a lot of hats, like you said. What sparked the interest in getting into voice work as well as music?
Oh, my longtime friend, my good friend, a fast friend. I met him when he recruited me in 2006 to try narration work for the first time, and it was for the Blue Jays. Shout out my friend Kevin Foley. He was working with with the Jays at the time, and his solo Project 10 production studios with Vernon Wells backing it. The stars aligned. He gave me the opportunity to read. I was on tour in Calgary with Nelly Furtado. We booked the studio, tried it out. He loved it, and the rest is history. I ended up working with the Jays all up until now. Kevin has since moved on. But I also got to work with the Raptors, especially the year when we won. Ha ha. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That must have been wild. Like, were you really involved with the Raptors that year? Because, like, oh, man, when we won, that will live forever in my body, the celebration that was.
I was involved on the media side. So part of the, you know, team that is promoting and energizing our hometown. So game five that we were supposed to win, there's a beautiful 3-minute segment just to open, to open the game up. And we've been doing them the whole season. Shout out to Paul Sidhu, writer and producer of those segments. And it was just brilliant. Some people said it brought them to tears because we were supposed to win game five, but we won game six.
As long as we won game six.
Oh, yes, brilliant.
For someone as influential as you are for, you know, just local everything, local music, sports, and everything, what does it mean for you to jump on stage at an event like Mama's Cookout?
Oh, it's like home, man. It's an awesome opportunity to rock the hometown. You know, I mean, I'm a Scarborough kid, but all of Southern Ontario, the whole country feels like hometown. So it's awesome to get together with folks who came up with the music, who still enjoy the music, new fans. It's very flattering. It's an opportunity to, you know, perform with people. Also getting to work with the Mama's Cookout, the band, is always a lot of fun. Working with other artists, finding new ways to perform songs that everybody knows and already enjoys. Fresh ways of doing that. I'm looking forward to that. And then with families, being a family man myself, those events are just so inviting. And they're worth the time together. As I opened the conversation and saying it's a symbiotic relationship, without folks coming out to enjoy the music, there is no musician. Period.
I love the thought of it being a symbiotic relationship. It's so true, and it's absolutely incredible to hear that we are like all attached, because I'm a huge live music believer, and I love it, and I appreciate everything that you up on the stage does for me down on the ground listening to you. So to hear somebody say that it is such a symbiotic relationship really resonates with me.
Yeah, you know, and it's logic. I mean, it's just strictly logic. These are numbers. This is math. No ears, no music.
Now, I can't let you go without asking this question, because it is a cookout after all. So you know there's going to be some amazing food.
Better be.
What is your favorite cookout food, and where am I going first when I go this that weekend?
Oh, man. I haven't researched the different trucks or restaurants, but a good barbecue, you know, always goes down well. You know, some fresh corn in the cob. Oh man, you know, the list goes on. But I'm looking forward to the barbecue. Beef ribs would be fun. Go on. Maybe a little shrimp on the grill. You know.
Oh, you're making my mouth water over here.
Yeah, and a salad to balance out all the fats, you know.
I might pass on the salad and just take in all the fat.
Yeah, well, for that day, exactly. And then you binge on salad the next day.
Exactly.
But it's always, these kind of events are fun because there's mystery in, you know, the amount of choices. And try this, or check this out, or check that out. And businesses get a chance to really show off their talent when it comes to food. So I'm looking forward to being surprised.
And final question before we wrap up, is there anything else that you wanted to let everybody know and maybe give them one more shout out to your app so everybody knows exactly where to go?
Thank you. Yes. Go to the App Store, whether it be Android or Apple, and check out the Socrates app. Download it. Check it out. It is exclusive material. So we are moving into a subscription-based world. Me and a few artists are trying this new platform where it is direct to listener or collector sales. One thing we're having heavy issues with are the streaming platforms and not getting paid enough. So this is a new structure that's being launched to give the artists an opportunity to be in touch directly with their fans once again. And fans can pay for what they want, subscription-based over time. It's a new culture, but it's like selling records again. It's old culture. It's based on an old platform. And collectors, DJs, and fans alike can all enjoy it. Not only mine. You will see many more apps, artist apps, dropping over time. Call me a trailblazer. Secondly, is these festivals are always so much fun. I bring my family with me. We come out, spend a good time, get a chance to chat with fans of music, DJs, and other artists alike. So I encourage everybody to come down and enjoy a good time. I'm going on in the evening, but it starts early. Get there.
Socrates, thank you so much for the chat today. I really appreciate it. You can catch Socrates putting on a stellar performance July 12th in the evening at Mama's Cookout Music Festival, which is going down on Gockel Block. More information up at the events page at 915thebeat.com.